when a retiree's beneficiary passes away. If someone you have named as a beneficiary passes away, you also need to notify NYSTERS of the death. Call us at 800-348-7298, extension 6150, to report the death of a pension option beneficiary or the beneficiary of a Paragraph 2 death benefit. Depending on the pension payment option you have chosen, you may be able to name a new beneficiary. In general, you may be able to select a new beneficiary in the following situations. You chose a guarantee period option, and the option period is still in effect. You chose the largest non-declining lump sum option, except Tier 3 retiring under Tier 3. You chose a declining annuity reserve lump sum option. Tier 1 and 2 members who have contributions. You chose a declining reserve lump sum option, Tier 1 only. If you chose a pop-up survivor option, you will not be able to name a new beneficiary, but your pension payments will increase to the maximum amount once we receive the death certificate for your beneficiary. If you chose a survivor option without pop-up, you may not change your beneficiary, and your benefit will not change even if you survive your beneficiary. If you have a Paragraph 2 death benefit in effect, you will be able to name a new beneficiary for that benefit. To name a new beneficiary for your Paragraph 2 death benefit and/or your pension, if applicable, use the Beneficiaries tab under My Retirement in your Secure My NYSTERS account. Alternatively, you may file a properly completed and notarized paper form with the system. For the Paragraph 2 death benefit, use the form Designation of Beneficiary for In-Service or Post-Retirement Paragraph 2 death benefit, net 11.4. For a pension beneficiary, use Designation of Beneficiary for retirees electing a guarantee option, RMS-5.3, or Designation of Beneficiary for retirees electing a lump sum option, RMS-5, depending on which option you chose at retirement. The forms are available on the Retiree Forms page at NYSTERS.org or by calling the NYSTERS hotline at 800-782-0289.